Now, so far we've been having a good time, but I don't want you to leave without getting some more understanding in. See, the messages that I keep giving you every week is to help you to break out of the way the world sees life. Because I want you to see life in a different way. You're not of the world. Say, I'm not of the world.
I'm not of the world.
And you're not of the world because you're children of God. And we can live in two ways. We can live according to all the things the world says about life. We can live according to all their rules and all their expectations and all their problems. Or we can live according to being a child of God. Now, you know, if you've seen parents sometimes, and there's some parents who they just do incredible things for their children, right? They give them preferential treatment. I mean, see, if they have a child and then they have a neighbor or a friend that comes over that's also a child, but their kid, they give them preferential treatment, right? They give them extra benefits. They give them extra love. You know, they're not giving the same love to every kid on the block, but their kid, they're giving extra love. Now think about that. You're a child of God. That means you get preferential treatment if you're a child of God. How do we become a child of God? We believe the promises of God. We believe in God. We believe the things that He said. And we believe that we have received the gift that He has given. That gift was given through Jesus. Now remember, that's God who came and walked on the earth to restore to us everything He wanted to give us because we're His children. And because he were His children, He wanted to gift to us this incredible thing, all the blessings that He possibly could, and now we have received that. Now, we already have them on the inside. The minute we say, I believe in Jesus, we already have those blessings and those gifts on the inside. They're already there. But we need to get them to manifest on the outside. We want to be able to see them in our life. We want to be able to use the power and the blessing that God has given to affect our life and change the lives of other people around us to make their lives better too. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, the good thing is we know how to do that. All we've got to do is keep stretching our mind because our spirit already has everything inside of it, as I said. We just need to keep stretching our mind to now, instead of seeing the world the way the world does or seeing life the way the world does, we begin to see it now as the children of God. You have preferential treatment, meaning you have special gifts and abilities that you can use to overcome the things in life. I'm not saying we're not going to have problems, and we're not going to have situations that, you know, make us freak out, you know. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that God has given you the power and the ability to overcome those problems. And as we understand that we are children of God and that we have this preferential treatment or this power, this dominion and this authority over life, we can now begin to use it. You can't use something if you don't understand you have it, if you don't believe you have it. And that's why I need you guys to start thinking like children of God instead of people of the world. The people of the world have certain thoughts and ideas, but I want you to think in a different way. I want you to think in a higher way so that you now understand that you have dominion and authority over things that other people don't know they have or don't understand that they have. You do have it. The minute you begin to believe it and now walk in it, you'll start to experience that supernatural power. Today's message is called The Power to Live. The Power to Live. Now, we have power to live life in an amazing way. And I think we more of us need to just understand that and start to feel that and start to grasp it and take hold of it and live life like we've never lived it before. To live life in an amazing way where every single area of our life is successful, where we are joyous and happy and filled with love and peace all the time. I think God has given us the power to live life, but I think we have to take hold of it and begin to understand that. Now, Too many of us, we don't live life. We live like the world, and we kind of just get by, and we just squeak by with whatever the necessity is that's coming along, and we don't expect more, and we don't expect to do more, and we stop believing in the dream that was in our heart that said we could do something incredible. At some point, I know every one of you believe that, and at some point, we stop believing that quite often, and we let it go. But I'm here to tell you that dream is still alive. And I'm here to tell you it's not gone anywhere. And I'm here to tell you that when you start to believe in God and you start to believe in what He said, that dream, now a spark gets lit up inside of you. And you begin to know things you did not know. And you begin to be able to do things you did not know you could do. And now you can start to change your life and change the world for the better. Now, earlier this week, a client came to my office, and she was telling me a story. Her and her friend had gone to this coffee shop, and they were sitting there, and they were waiting for another friend to arrive, and while they were waiting, a man comes running into the coffee shop going, "That guy's going to shoot me! That guy's going to shoot me! That guy's going to shoot me!" And he runs off into the back of the coffee shop. Well, a few minutes later, another man comes running into the coffee shop. The lady that was telling the story quickly looked over at the man to see, does he have a gun? You know, she doesn't see a gun, but she sees a really big knife in his back pocket. She's like, "Oh, we got to get out of here." That's where her thought was, and she nudges her friend and says, "We got to go." Luckily, the back door is right there, and it's open. And so her friend, though, is in a daze, just watching it like she's watching a TV show. The one man's running there screaming, somebody's going to kill him, they're going to shoot him, and the second man has run in now, you know, and I don't know, she didn't describe what he looked like, but he was like, you know, it was a little scary situation. And so now, the second guy, she's trying to get her friend's attention because she's gone into this hypnotic trance and she's not moving. She says, "We got to go, we got to go, we got to go." And the friend's just like, finally, after a minute, it seemed like, the friend came out of it and said, "Yeah, we got to go." And so she led her friend out the back door, which was wide open, and they got out of there. And so she says to the friend as they get a little further down the block, "Man, we could have died today." Now, as she was telling me this story and she said that we could have died today, something rose up inside of me. God started to speak to me and He said, "No, she couldn't. No, she couldn't." See, we have the power to live life, but too many of us are believing in all the dangers in the world. And I'll tell you, if you start to believe the people of the world, everything is dangerous. Man, there are people out there, they're afraid to breathe because they're emitting gases that could in fact kill the planet. And so, I don't know, are they holding their breath? I mean, what are they doing? But they believe the planet could die based on the gases that they're emitting. There are some people that are afraid that plastic bags are going to destroy the earth. You know, I was in the gym the other day, and I'm on the elliptical, and I'm away, and there's like three screens up there on the wall, and I never watched the news, but while you're there, what else are you going to do? You know, and sometimes I'm closing my eyes because I don't want to see the screens, but I opened them for a second, and there was a news on, and they were advertising one of the stories that was coming up, and it said, "The dangers of sitting down." I was like, holy, oh my God, thank goodness I'm standing up. The dangers of sitting down. See, the people of the world think everything is dangerous. They think everything is going to kill them. And they're afraid of everything. And everywhere they go, they see something that's dangerous that's going to kill them. And it makes sense because, let's go to this verse. Here's an interesting verse. This is Romans chapter 5, verse 17. "For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." It says, so it's talking about two groups of people. It's talking about the people that of the world, right now it says death reigned. Death reigns for them. But when we receive the promise of God, which is Jesus Christ, when we receive that, now death no longer reigns in our life. Now righteousness reigns. Righteousness reigns. That means the whole equation of how we see life should be changed. See, the people of the world, they're the ones that are doing all these TV shows and these news broadcasts. And man, there are all kinds of ideas and situations that are being perpetuated out in the world. But you're not of the world. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. You're not of the world. You're children of God. And we don't want to get caught up in the thinking that, you know, all this stuff is dangerous. Why? Because you have power over it. Death doesn't reign in your life anymore. Death reigns in their life if they don't believe. Death reigns in their life. But death doesn't reign in your life because you're children of God. You've been given preferential treatment, even power over death. Now, I know, Hollywood and all this stuff starts showing us these pictures like death is looming behind every tree. They always show this guy in the cloak, you know, with the big sickle thing, right? Death. And he's there waiting for you. And a lot of times we start to get the idea that we have some sort of time and date stamp somewhere on our body that says, this is the day you will die. Right? You're thinking, man, it's been like, and when your number's up, that's it. Right? That's the way the world is thinking. When your number's up, there's nothing you can do about it. That's it. You're in big trouble. But I'm telling you, that's wrong. For the children of God, that is not true. People of the world, yeah. But not for the children of God. You are the children of God. Say, I'm the children of God.
I'm the children of God.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting that. So if we have that understanding, we've got to get that understanding in. There is no time or date stamp on you to when you will die. There is no time that says this will be it. When my number's up, that's it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing that says that because you've been given dominion. You've been given power and authority. That was the gift of God. And he took you out of, as it says here in Romans 5, before death reigned, but not anymore. Now righteousness reigns. And that's where you are. That's your life is about the righteousness reigning. So now death has no power over you. Death has no power over you. Are you going to die? Yes, eventually we have to step out of these bodies. But I'm saying you get to determine when that's going to be. Think about that. There's a little bit of brain stretching happening right here, right? Some of you are going, oh, what? What? No. Whoever said that? But that's the way it is. Start to stretch your brain a little bit. Let it stretch. You've got the power to decide when you're going to go. When should that be? When should I let go, you might be thinking, if I have the power. And I'm not saying suicide. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when the time comes, you'll just say, that's it. I'm taking off this body, and your spirit will just go. Your spirit will step right into the heaven without missing a beat. It'll be right there, and this body, this physical body, will cease to exist. And now you'll be living in a heavenly place with a spiritual body. And it's that easy. And you have the dominion and the power to decide that. How do I know that? Well, let's go. I got some examples here. Jesus was a great example. And this is exactly what he did. Let's look here at John chapter 19. I'm going to start reading at verse 28 here. It says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on some hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished, and bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. He's hanging on the cross. He asks for this wine. They bring him this sour wine. He drinks it. He says, it's finished. What's finished? His work is finished. He has fulfilled his purpose. Remember, each of us is created with a purpose. We are here not just as bystanders. We're not here just as, you know, passerbys. We're here with a purpose. We have a reason that we were created in the physical body. And now we've got to fulfill that. And when we fulfill that, then it is finished. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus was saying, it's finished. I have fulfilled my purpose. And at that point, he bowed his head and let his spirit go. Do you think they could have killed him? No. They had no power to kill him because he's got the power. They could have left him hang on that cross for decades. They could have stabbed him with numerous spears. They could have done everything they could have thought of. They couldn't kill him. He had to give it up. He had to give up the power. But I'm telling you, you've got that same power. Remember, you are created in the image of God. You're a child of God. Jesus was said a child. He's the Son of God. You're a child of God also. You, as He is in the world, so are you. That's what it says in the Scripture. As He is in the world, so are you. We're stretching our minds to understand that whatever He did, I can do too. Whatever He did, you can do too. You can do the same things. He's showing us that we now have power over death. Before we received Him, death had power over us. It ruled, it reigned in our life. And we had to be afraid of everything. We had to be afraid because behind every corner, something could kill us. But now, you have power over death. There is nothing to be afraid about anymore. The ultimate fear is the fear of death. And when you begin to understand and know that it has no power over you, and you get to decide when your time is, when it is finished, you get to decide that. Now there is nothing to be afraid of. And you will start to feel an incredible power and strength and courage and confidence. You want self-confidence? You want self-confidence? Get the understanding right now. Get the understanding right now that death has no power over you. And that you are receiving preferential treatment from God because you were a child of God. And you will start to feel a confidence inside of you growing every single day. Every single day. So exactly as Jesus did it, once your purpose is fulfilled, once you have accomplished what was meant to accomplish, then you'll say, it's my time, I'm finished, and you can step right out of the body. Many times, as Jesus was doing His ministry, many times He said stuff that offended the Pharisees. The Pharisees said, you know, that's blasphemy. And they wanted to kill Him. And He's in the group of a whole bunch of them, and they pick up stones to stone Him, and He just slips right through them. And it always said, because it was not His time. In other words, it was saying His purpose was not fulfilled yet. I have not finished what I came to do. They couldn't kill Him until it was time. And they couldn't kill Him even then, because He had to let it go. He's got the power of life. You've got that same power in you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've got that same power in you. You've got the power over death. You've got the power to live life. And you need to start taking that and receiving that. Start to understand that you've got that power. If danger is... See, this lady, she slipped out. Danger was there, but she's a child of God. And she slipped out of the coffee shop. Do you think these two guys saw them slip out? Nope. The Pharisees never saw Jesus slip out amongst them. They all had stones and were ready to get Him. They never saw Him. He just slipped right out of there. Why? Because you're protected. There's nothing that can harm you. You're protected until your purpose is done, and then you can say, it's finished, and give up the spirit. They can't take it from you. Now, if you start to believe and fall into the illusion of the world that everything is dangerous, then you start to walk in fear, and you're not accepting and receiving the authority and the dominion that God has given you, and now you're living like the world, and you're thinking like the world, and you're believing that everything can kill you. When you believe that, then it happens. Right? That's why I want you to think differently. I want you to think like the children of God so that you understand I have preferential treatment. There are blessings and gifts that I have, and now I just have to walk in them. I have to believe in them, and I'll receive them. And this is one of the important ones because this one frees you from all other fears. When you know that you have power over death, it frees you from every fear, and it builds up a strength and a confidence in you like nothing else. Like nothing else. And now you can live your life freely in a great and powerful way. Now you can live life. God's given you the power to live it, and now you can live it. Let's take a look at something else here. Now this is Jesus speaking again. This is in John chapter 10, verse 17. He says there, "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me." But I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This is the command I have received from my Father. So he's saying very clearly here, at the beginning of verse 18, he says, no one takes it from me. There is no stamp, there is no number on you that says, when your number is up, that's it. That's not true for you. You've got the power. No one can take your life from you. But you need to walk in and say, no one can take my power. In the middle of dangerous situations, don't let your mouth betray you and say, we could have died today. How many times, you know, I mean, there are times where we have all these expressions, you know, oh man, you're killing me. Be careful what you're saying, because remember, you've got the power to proclaim over your life what it is you want. So even in jest, as somebody's making you laugh and you're, oh man, you're killing me. What are you proclaiming over your life? You don't want to proclaim that. I was thinking about it. I'm thinking, do we have any sayings that proclaim life even in jest? We have a lot that proclaim, you know, proclaim death. But I'm like, where are the sayings that proclaim life? You know, I'm thinking, we got to develop some. We've got to start to develop some so that we can say stuff like that, you know, in a good way. So that we have, you know, because that's what we need. That's what we need. We need to be having those positive sayings flowing through us. So, okay, who's with me here? Are you getting this? Are you getting this? I mean, I know right now your brain is like, it's like a hamster on a wheel, it's spinning around. But right now, let it come down into your spirit. Let it come down into the spirit. Let it grab hold. Let it take some roots. Let it get a foundation there, because this is extremely important. You know, God didn't come and walk on the earth so that we could still have death reign over us. What was the whole point if that was the case? That's not why he came. He came so we could reign in life. He wanted us to reign in life because we're his children. Reign over what? Reign over any dangerous situation. Reign over every blessing. Reign over anything that we step upon. We're supposed to bring heaven on earth. And we can't do that without reigning. Reigning in life over everything. And that's what God restored to us. That was the gift that he gave us through Jesus. So when we receive him, we receive that gift and we receive that power. Now we have to stretch this mind so that it now knows and understands that. So that we now can have that, you know, working in us. We can choose the time. And we can choose the place. And we won't choose it, though, until it's finished. We won't choose it until it's that time where we know we have accomplished everything that God created us to do. Then we'll know it's time. There's a lot of work for us to do still. We've got a lot of good things and a lot of good years, and we got a lot of hearts to touch, and we got a lot of people to help and to bless. So there's a lot for us to do. We've got to change this world in a very dramatic way, because that's what God has been speaking and saying to us. He is saying that you've got the power, and you've got the love, and you've got the authority, and you reign in this life. And you reign in this life so you can bring more love, peace, and hope to the world. So that you can change this world. Bring those people out of fear of breathing in plastic bags and sitting down. Bring them out of that fear into the blessing that we can stand on the truth of God. That's where the real power is. And that when we stand in that truth and that power, there is a peacefulness and a strength and a confidence and blessing that comes upon us. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Here it says in John chapter 8, verse 51, most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. He shall never see death. See, when I talk about letting the body go, you're not going to see death. You're not going to see it. Because remember, it says Jesus tasted death for all of us. That means we don't have to. That means you don't die. This is the other understanding you have to have is, yes, this physical body, will it come to a point where we want to let it go? You know, we'll want to let it go. And we want to let it go because we want to step into something greater. But we won't see death. We don't see it. We'll just let this body go And we keep right on going. We just step right into the heavenly world, right into that spiritual world without missing a beat. We leave this body behind, and now we're in a new life. We're the same person we are today. You have the same personality. You don't have a physical body, but you have a spiritual body that is every much as real and very similar to this physical body. You still have fingers and toes. You still walk around. You're learning things. You're still being trained in stuff. This is the understanding that we don't die. We just shed this skin that we have. Right? And we step into something new. And it's really easy. And the more that you can understand that, the easier it becomes. It becomes very easy. Because when death is reigning over you, or fear is trying to get in and make you afraid of death, it's a hard way to live. For many years, Liza had this fear. For many years, she was haunted by these terrifying dreams. And they all stemmed from the fact that she did not know what happened when you died. Because she grew up as an atheist, and everybody around her was atheists, her parents told her, when you die, that's it. She goes, what do you mean, that's it? Darkness, nothing, nobody, it ends, it's finished. There's nothing else. And so, because of that, there was this incredible fear that was looming over her for most of her life. And this fear was growing. And this darkness was surrounding her. And every night when she'd go to bed, in the wee hours of the morning, when she tried not to go to bed, she tried not to fall asleep, she kept the lights on, she drank lots of coffee, you know, she pinched herself. I don't know what she did to try to keep herself awake, but she was so afraid to go to sleep because maybe she wouldn't wake up. And when she would go to sleep, inevitably she fell asleep eventually, these horrible dreams would come. Witches chasing her, things tormenting her, creatures in the night that go bump. Because all the fears that she had about death were looming and rising up and rising up and rising up. Until finally one day she said, I've got to do something about this. I can't live like this. I've got to do something. And what happened was she began to explore her dreams and look closer at them. And the first dream that she entered into to explore, Jesus came to her. Jesus and Mary came to her, and Jesus took her hands and said, you're one of us. Now remember, she was an atheist. There was no experience and background in that. But here this guy shows up. She doesn't even know who he is. Who are you? He takes her hands. He says, you're one of us. You're going to go back. Back where? Back into the world. Why? Because she was now in the spiritual world. She had left her body and she stepped into the spiritual world, and Jesus met her there, and he said, you're going to go back into the world and you're going to bring people to me. And she's like, who is he? Why am I going to bring people to him? What the heck is he talking about? But what happened when she had this encounter with God, where he took her hands and told her who she was and told her she had a purpose, she's got a purpose. When she came back, she had no more bad dreams. And as she began to understand what Jesus had told her and what it meant and who she is, as she started understanding what her purpose is in life, the fears, there were great fears. When I met this lady, I'd worked with a lot of people with emotions and fears. I'd never encountered any level of fear like this in my life. It was unbelievable. But through the help of God, we were able to work together and release those fears, because she kept getting understanding till she got to the point where she realized death has no power over her. And now she could clearly see what really happened. You didn't die at all, she started seeing. She saw spirit after spirit after spirit leave a physical body and step into that heavenly realm. Again and again, she saw it happen. It was very easy for them. They would just take this body off and step into the heavens. And the more she saw that, the more she understood. There is no death. Angels don't see death. Angels only see life and the continuation of life, a new level of life. You know, when we were in the womb, we weren't dead. It was just a different stage of life. We were incubating in there and growing and getting a little bigger, right? When we came out of the womb, it didn't suddenly be the end of everything. No, it was just the beginning of something new. But probably some of us, as we were coming out into this strange place from a nice warm womb, everything was provided for us, and suddenly we come out and the air is cold and the doctor's slapping us on the ass, we're probably thinking, what is this? Oh man, I hate this. This is scary. But you know, from the outside, when we watch it happen, it's a beautiful process, and we go, wow, babies. I love them, right? Isn't that what you're thinking? I hope you're thinking that. You know, but it's the same thing when we start understanding about death. See, I talk about death today because you have the power to live. You can't truly start living until you understand how the kingdom of God works and that death has no power over you. You can't really start understanding how great life is until you throw off that shackle that tries to weigh you down. Once Liza did it, she stepped into her purpose. She began helping people. She started being a blessing. She no longer was haunted by fears, but now she could go out and help people change their lives. And God would give her assignments. So he would help her. He would speak to her and tell her where to go and what to do. And she was fulfilling that purpose every day. And she's been filling it ever since because of the blessing of God and the understanding. And that's what it is for you too. We got to understand, you have the power to live. And that death has no power over you because you are the children of God and you are righteous and you reign in life. Say amen to that.
Amen.